joining us on KBR. Nice to have him with us. Former major leaguer and a wonderful family of baseball players. And I met his grandfather as well, Ray Boone. That is Aaron Boone. He's with ESPN. Aaron, first spring training for you. What was all that like for you way back then?
Well, it was exciting to be in big league camp for the first time. I remember one of the most exciting things for me was having one flap on my helmet. You know, that was kind of a sign you're in the major leagues, at least in major league camp, and just getting to be around veteran players and kind of make an impression, you know, hopefully with the big league staff your first time, even though knowing you're going back to your minor league camp at some point, it was valuable and a lot of fun.
Where was that, and who was the manager, and how did it all turn out that first camp?
Well, it was Plant City, and the manager was Ray Knight, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. And for me, my brother was in the big leagues, kind of established with the Reds at that point, so it was nice for me to be able to stay with him in spring, be around him, you know, kind of give me a leg up because I knew some of the guys through him, and it was a lot of fun.
Boy, Plant City, I remember it quite well. I spent a lot of time in Gainesville, Florida, and Plant City was not that far away in the middle of the state of Florida, not much around it. Getting up in the big leagues for you, and maybe your first spring after you got established as a big leaguer, how did you approach it?
Well, you really start treating it at that point as a time to get ready. I always feel like spring training is about the individual. It's, you know, you kind of set the team stuff. It's about you getting ready, trying to, you know, find what gets you peaking at the end of spring. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, especially offensively. You know, early in camp, really just trying to stay on top of your workouts, you know, sacrificing maybe even some results for the idea of just getting your body ready to go for the long haul.
You know, it's interesting, Aaron Boone with us. You know, you talk to pitchers, and Bruce Bochy will say it. I don't care about results. I just want you to work on certain things that you're going to have during the season. What about a hitter? What kind of things do you have to work on in a game, actually in an exhibition game, to get you ready for a season?
Well, I think first and foremost is building up your innings to the point to where it's not a big deal by the end of spring where you're playing 9 innings back-to-back, getting your legs in shape for that. You know, as a hitter, early on, I would like to see as many pitches as I could, you know, take pitches up there. But actually, as I got later in my career, I'd really try to be aggressive early with the idea that I want to be aggressive, like I'm going to hit. And eventually, when I could take pitches that I didn't want to swing at, that's when I knew my timing was right. That's when I knew I was seeing the ball correctly. So, different things varied from camp to camp, and as you got established, as you knew your role on the team, you had more freedom to try things, especially in the first half of spring training.
Boy, interesting. Oh, lots to learn about baseball from Aaron Boone. All right, so spring training ends, the season starts. How long did it take you to really say, okay, I'm in the swing of the season now?
Yeah, I would say typically I was a little bit of a slow starter, but you know, it just varied, right, frankly, and I was a streaky hitter personally, and so there were camps that I broke that I felt tremendous heading into the season, and there were camps where I was still kind of searching for it, or maybe I had found it earlier in spring and I was going through a little bit of a rough patch. So, frankly, there was no rhyme or reason to what I was doing. I was just hoping to always peak late in spring and really have my body in a position to be able to play every day.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. You just when you leave spring training, you hope it's going to look okay. Down here with ESPN, you've been to a number of the camps. I'd love to get some of your impressions of some of the teams, even National League West, the Diamondbacks, of course, and the Dodgers.
Yeah, I've been to the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. We covered the Diamondbacks on our bus tour with ESPN and Baseball Tonight last week. I think they're going to be really good. I see them as a team without a lot of weaknesses. You know, do they have that top flight starter to match up with the Canes and Kershaws of the world that obviously reside in the National League West? But I think they're going to be a very good team. I don't see a lot of flaws. I think they have a good bullpen. They've addressed issues on their bench. This kind of changed the culture in their clubhouse. I think they're going to be formidable. And then the Dodgers, you know, perhaps as big an unknown as anything. On paper, if everything works out, they're a scary team, and they could be as good as anyone in baseball. but there are still some things to work out. How is Hanley going to play at shortstop? And I think that's a big question for them. If he can handle it adequately defensively and they can stay healthy, slowly bring along Carl Crawford, you know, they have a chance to be great. But I still see some questions in Dodger camp.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Don Mattingly, only on a one-year deal here, and everyone says, oh, if they don't get off to a good start, he's in trouble. Do you think that's true?
You know, I don't know that situation very well. I would have a hard time envisioning them making a drastic change during the season. Certainly ownership there is not playing around. They are committed. They are all about bringing winning baseball and a championship to Los Angeles. So I know they have the freedom there and the deep pockets now to make changes, to eat contracts if they have to, if they don't feel like they want you. So it's a different ballgame right now in L.A. than what we've seen the last few years.
Sounds like New York. You've been there.
You know what? It's a little bit of that. It's funny. You know, New York kind of pulled back the reins, not spending as much, and it's kind of shifted out west right now.
Boy, interesting. Aaron Boone, always nice to run into him at the ballpark. You've been to Milwaukee, that camp, and I think said maybe the White Sox and a couple others. Of course, Milwaukee, Ryan Braun. Boy, Ryan Braun can't stay out of the news. I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, these things keep popping up. One thing he showed last year is that the distractions don't really bother him. He went out and arguably had a better season than he did in his MVP season, and that was without Prince Fielder hitting behind him in the lineup, which was my big question headed into the season. How would he make that adjustment? He did it flawlessly. I don't think it'll be much of a distraction. I think the Brewers' issues are all starting pitching relation. After Yovani Gallardo, you know, they're probably going to go with four guys that don't have a proven track record at the big leagues. Could be a long year, I think, for Milwaukee. We'll see.
Yeah. Any surprises for you down here or things that jumped out at you you can share with us? You've been down here. You live down here. I know you cover it nicely for ESPN.
I don't know. You know, it was, as a former Red, you know, I keep a close eye on them, and I got to cover them last week on a bus tour. I think they're going to be really good, and Giants fans know what a series that was last year. You know, they're flirting with the idea of Chapman to the rotation, which I actually think would be a mistake. But I think Cincinnati, with the addition of Shinsu Chu, really addressing a major weakness in that leadoff hole from a year ago, I think it's going to be a big move, and I think the Reds have a chance to be even better than they were last year.
Yeah, no, they scare me, believe me. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you on the Chapman move as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Broxton is the guy for the entire season. He'll be the closer for the Reds. I want to ask you one question about the Phillies. And we talked about this morning. We, you know, laying on the dugout rail, we always analyze things. A lot of people say, the Phillies are too old, they're too old. But I look at the Phillies. They got to be outstanding pitchers. They still have good players. Phillies too old?
No. Matter of fact, I'm kind of high on the Phillies right now. Now, it, like Hanley Ramirez with the Dodgers, Roy Halladay is huge, and he's the one guy I'm watching this spring. He was not Roy Halladay last year. He was a little banged up. Is that the sign of him on the decline, maybe? If he's healthy and he's pitching like the Roy Halladay we know, they're right there in the National League East. When you can run out Hamels, Lee, and Halladay three times in a rotation, you can match up with anyone, even Washington Nationals, who look real good, the Braves look good. And then we're getting great reports out of Chase Utley. He seems to be healthy. He's got a bounce in his step. If Utley and Howard and Halladay can somehow return to form, I think it's the end of an era soon for the Phillies. I think the next year or two is their window is closing. But if those guys are healthy and playing to their level, I think it's a dogfight in the East.
Yeah, good. Oh, boy, that's going to be interesting. Thanks so much for stopping by. Always nice to see you down here. You do a great job in ESPN. Aaron Boone, thanks, Aaron.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.